Third check of Kilai Mishnah Dalid. This is continuation of the halachas of separations between various minim. As we said, it depends on the type of min and the shape of the field, how much you have to separate. So, Neteya Shtei Shudas Shel Kishuim, Shtei Shudas Shel Diluim, Shtei Shudas Shel Kula Mitzri, Mutar. Even though these things, which are types of melon or squash and pumpkins and certain types of beans, they have the grown vines that spread out pretty far and they have large leaves also. Even so, if you have two rows of them, which is each row is four amas, a sum total of eight amas wide and a long row, it looks distinct, and therefore you could plant one of these, two of these rows, a sum total of eight amas of the squash, next to that eight amas, a row eight amas wide of pumpkins. The Rambam says it needs a minimal separation of the telem, which is one tefach wide and one tefach deep, or one tefach above the ground. Shul shel kishuim, shul shel tluim, shul shel pulam. If there's only one row of each of these, then it looks like they're all mixed together, and it's also you have to separate between them. Yeah. Shura shel kishuim, shura shel tiluim, shura shel pula mitzri, shura shel kishuim. In the case where you have four rows, and the two outer ones are the same in, they're both kishuim, and the two inside ones are tiluim pula mitzri. Rabbi Lezer says it has the same status as having two rows of each min, because he says that we connect each second min to the outside min, and therefore it would be enough to make this telem between the two of them. Chachamim oisim mechamim say no, since self kosof you don't have the full 8 amas width of any one min, it is awesome.